Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph. When a husband gets married and he accepts upon himself all of the obligations of the ketubah, he also accepts upon himself the obligation to support his minor daughters if he passes away until adulthood, till they reach adulthood, or until they are halachically engaged, whichever one comes first. We'll talk about if he was rich or he was poor, how that affects the inheritance after he dies. Mishnah says, Mi shemet v'heniach banim u'banot. If somebody dies and he has both sons and daughters who are his inheritors, his daughters would not inherit anything, and his sons would inherit his estate. How everything is divided up depends on the size of his possessions. Bizman shanichasim rubim, in a situation where he has many properties, where he's a rich man, and the estate is large enough to both give his sons their inheritance, and also that the daughters could support themselves from it until they reach adulthood. Habbanim yirshu, v'habbanot yizonu. The sons would inherit the entire estate, and the daughters receive support from them. The possession of the estate is taken by the sons, and they have to take care of the daughters. Nechasim mu'atim, but if the properties are few, there's not enough money in the estate to support the girls and also give the inheritance to the boys. In that case, habbanot yizonu, the daughters there would be supported from whatever money is in the estate until they reach the time of adulthood. Vehabbanim yishalu ala petahim, and the sons, they have nothing, they have no money, so they have to go around begging by people's doorstep for food. The fact is, according to this opinion, Tanakama, the obligation mentioned in the Ketubah is first and foremost that the daughters are going to be supported from the estate. If there's not enough money to support them until they reach adulthood, then we have to give them everything. They have to get everything. So the boys would be left with nothing. They have to go beg for food. Admon is going to disagree. Admon Omer, Bishvil Shani Zachad Ifsaddi, says Admon, that the son could claim, just because he's a man, he now loses out? Why should him, the son, generally a son, has the inheritance? He gets to keep everything. And the daughter doesn't really. So why should the fact that he's a male make him on a lower level than the daughter when it comes to inheritance? Usually the men have a stronger case when it comes to inheritance. So Admon says, when there's not enough money in the estate to support all the children until the daughters become adults, what we do is we divide everything equally. The daughters and the sons receive the same amount. They are supported until there's nothing left in the estate, and there's nothing that's only set aside specifically for the daughters. Amar Rabban Gamliel, ro'e ani et divrei Admon. Says Rabban Gamliel, I see the opinion of Admon. The opinion of Admon is correct and makes sense to me.